You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A couple of bear deaths have occurred in the greater Yellowstone area recently. In Montana, a grizzly bear was euthanized over the weekend after breaking into a house. Officials said it was the same bear that killed a woman earlier this summer near the park. And in northern Idaho, hunters killed a grizzly last week in an act of self-defense. Idaho's Department of Fish and Game says the large adult male bear charged two hunters who had been looking for elk in thick brush. Grizzlies are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but it's legal to kill them when there's a threat to the public. Authorities are reminding people to carry bear spray, go out with partners, and make noise around creeks and thick vegetation. Northwestern Wyoming and eastern Idaho residents are being asked the question, do you think things in the Tetons are headed in the right direction? Jackson Hole Community Radio's Hannah Mersbach has more.
As the region continues to grow and become more expensive, Jacksontown Councilor Jonathan Schechter has launched a public survey on topics like housing, the economy, and the ecosystem, saying he's hearing increased concern from locals.
COVID really poured gasoline on the fire. And I think what has happened because of that much hotter blaze is that it feels as though the level of anxiety has gone up.
Regional public surveys have been common in recent years, but Schechter says he hopes to use this one to harness community opinions to better inform local leaders. He says affordability, environmental stewardship, and the economy may be top of mind for many residents right now. Schechter plans to present the results at the Teton Leadership Center Summit later this month and conduct the survey on an annual basis. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
The survey can be found at Schechter's personal blog, cothrive.earth. The Wyoming Department of Health wants to get a handle on the accessibility of mental health care for children, teenagers, and young adults throughout the state. A new voluntary online survey asked Wyoming residents about the difficulties or successes they've experienced getting therapy, medication, or other mental health services. The survey is aimed at improving services for youth and invites them to participate. But the department is not advertising to children themselves. Rather, it's going through their parents. Program manager Megan Selheim says this approach might limit what the department learns from teens, but wants to respect parental rights.
We recognize that there has been a lot of conversations within the state about, you know, to what extent parents should be involved in what their kids are doing.
The survey is open now and will close once the department gets enough responses. Selheim says she encourages families to fill out the survey sooner rather than later. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.